Dying Duna.
Are we ready? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in a preparation for the tshuva that we've got to arrive there when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there are kama devorim that help us to get there. Dalet devorim bekarin gizardino sholodom. Eilu hein, tzdoke yidu chesed, tzoke yidavn, shinui Hashem. That's today's subject. You change your name, and it'll help you for the gzardin. Looks a very easy way of doing it. You can do what you like. And instead of calling Moshe, you call Aaron, Boch Hashem, Allah veresen v'chupa. Not really as easy as all that. But we'll be masbir abyssal how the shame works. Hilchus shame. Mo brings a posik. Vayoyim elekim el Avrom, Sorai ishtecho, Loisikro shmo soroi, Ki soro shmo. Change her name, and she'll have children. And v'chein, this happened. Changed the name, and it was a different matzav. Avrom was called Avrom. He changed his name, and he had children. Hoshea ben Nun was called Hoshea. Moshe Rabbeinu says, with Hoshea it's not going to work. Better give him a new name. Yeshua, ulet katatzlocha. So a name, in this poshet, you just say what you want. We'll see, we get a big siyat Ishmael. When a child is born and parents give a name, it's an ishposhet. In Medrash state, in Parshas Noach, on the posuk, which Peleg was born, and it says, Ki biyomov niflegu ha'oretz. He was called Peleg, because in his lifetime, there was going to be the Dor HaFloga. How did they know? So the Gemara, Rishonim, was some gat ruach HaKodesh in those days, they knew what was coming, they could call the name Hashem Osid. We, who haven't got Ruach HaKodesh, we call the name Hashem Ova. We look back, we reflect someone, a tzaddik in the past. So most people, somehow or other, they go after in the past, whether it was their father, the Zayda, Bachsidim, some of them, who the Rebbe was, the previous Rebbe. We call after someone that we feel that we want this child to have a shaykhus with the past and continue in the same way. Memela, when you give a name, you need Siyata Dishmaya. That's why by boys, you don't just give a name only by the bris. You got Elion Novis there, you got in the Matzah from Kedusha, a bris you've been up the whole night before Wachnacht, Begang Tovin Mikra, B'Shem Yichud, alle gute Sachen. Oh, Lazar Matzah, you get the Siyata Dishmaya. What you do when the child isn't well, and the bris doesn't take place till a week or two or three or four or six or eight, what do you call the child? A problem. If you want only by a bris, Prime Kanyesk will tell you, er sollt warten bis der bris. Ayo, so sein ayo. What do you call the child? Hello, baby. Fine, nothing wrong. The baby. A Rav Voisner, Shmuel Voisner, mir gesagt, ich habe eine gewaltige Eitze. Ich habe es gesagt, der alte Gere Rebbe, sagt der Beis Yisrael, sehr erneugert. You can't call a baby, baby all this time. Hello, baby, that's not a name. Decide to call it two names. One name give now, but the double name, which will be the real name, you'll give it to Bris. That's still got a din of a Siyata Dishmaya, that you've given the name of the baby by Bris, a Siyata Dishmaya. No steer at all. Bieled there, nothing wrong at all.
So you give them the name?
No, not by Pinyin Levin. No, not at all. Not by Bris. We call Shema B'Yisrael, we need Eliyahu HaNavi. Tell Bris long there. We don't at all. Bevatne, bevatne, bevatne. So that's Siyata Dishmaya. So this Stamazoi can do it. Now, to call after someone who died in Misa Mishuna, but Gata Zayda was Abek in Misa Mishuna. Anything wrong to call after him? Sofka Sof, he was a tzaddik, he was El Chayid, a fine Zayda, a fine Taten. It's not clear that you mustn't. Nicht klar. Ramoshe Feinstein, Otta Tshuva, Mitashtitl Teure, Kedarkoi brings so many names in Shas. He talks about an interesting name called Shaya. It's very negea, in Hilchus Gittin, we have to get the name right. When we write a name, we have to spell it right. If we don't spell it right, there's a chashash that the get is possible. might be someone else. So the two ways of spelling Shaya, either with a vav at the end, Yeshayahu, or Yeshaya. It's two completely different names. So Ramosha, the ganze tshuva, if someone comes to you and says, my name is Shaya, I couldn't tell you whether my name is Shayahu or Shaya. I don't know. And sometimes you meet the father himself, what did you call him? Chagazuk Shaya. I said, that is not a Putin, it's a Shaya. My name is Shaya. I don't spell him, I don't write him letters. When I tell him to get up in the morning, I don't say a letter, get up. I say, Shaya, get up. Racist. He's got a whole shtickle Torah, Aravra, Moshe, Feinstein. There were two Shayas. There was Shaya Novi, and there was another Shaya in Tanakh. Yeshayo Anovi, the Gemara says in Yevomos, Sof Yomov, what's called a Misa Mishuna. A ganze parsha, why Yeshayo Anovi at the end of his life in a tree and they cut him down, because he said, Besoich Amin Noich Yeshev, a ganze parsha. In Ramor state, that probably you don't mean to call after Yeshayo Anovi because he had a Misa Mishuna. Zeit me doch, as you don't Indian, not to call after someone, Medech Gisa, in Bashal state, the other way around, he was a tzaddik, I feel it was a misa mishuna. I'm not saying a psak. But when you call a name, it's not just an empty noise which you write down on the box or you get your car with the initials on the car. That's not just what that's all about. A name, git epesa mensch. There's something very deep in the name. If you call him a zami name, it means something. So a misa mishuna, not saying anything with a car crash, it's a frengen ashayla, it's a shayla. The same if someone dies young. Not written anywhere that you mustn't call after such a person. When someone came in and said, my father died young, can I call after him? Frekte, how young was he? So he was 52. So Ravali Yoshev, Shmuel Anovi was also 52. We don't find at all that he died anything wrong. I can't say it's the last word. Some people say under 60, some people nicht. So again, what's called young, Yedarein not alegen orov. When you call a name, whether it's a kind or an enikel, or you're asked, it's dorim chashuvim me'oid. Very, very careful you must be how to call the name, and what, and how to give it, and where, and when. Many people, ich agat abruder, shloimo olav asholim. My brother, younger brother, he was nifter 51. Which, al-Khaladez, it's called young. So, he's got, Kenayin Ori, left over, lots of children, boys and girls. When his sons asked the Shaila to the Gedolim, do I call my father Shloima or should I add a name? They said, a son to a father is Kibud Av. Machmas Kibud Av, you can call the same name. The Kibud Av overrides it. The sons-in-law, or someone in Kibud Av, they added a name. So even if the child did die young, you have to take everything in account. When you call a name, there's a kibbutz av, there's a din when I go to tzaddik. Most of the poskim after the war, ham gehalten, that someone was killed in the war, however young he was, kiddush Hashem is a dober toif, kens rufen after that, nothing wrong. There was no bad muzzle in this person. The fact that during the war they were all killed, Kiddush Hashem, Faket, Adarabi. You call after someone Kiddush Hashem, it is a Maila. So, in Algemein Geret, the ganze Parsha for names, a lot of people come and they say, I'd like to call after my father, my Zayda, but he wasn't a Shem Shabbos. Well, my mother wants very much, I must call after, Mus Rufen after him, eh? He wasn't a Shem Shabbos. What do I do? Abraham Kanievsky, Zokter, if the name was Moshe, the name was Aaron, whatever it is, you have in mind when you say the name Moshe, after Gewisse Tzaddik, this Rebbe, this Rosh Hashiva was called Moshe, the fact that the Boba thinks it's after husband, das heißt nicht, Gnevus Adas, perfectly all right, you can give the name, but one has to have in mind, Bishas Megit the name, make sure that the Hemshech all the way along is a good one. To call after a parent who's still alive. The Sfardim, they don't mind. His father's alive. You thank your mindset, I think they're still around. There used to be the Rebbe Sassoon. He claims his yichus goes all the way to Shlomo Melech. He was called David. His son's called Shlomo, Shlomo ben David, ben Shlomo ben David, all the way up bis Dovid HaMelech. Nothing wrong, they're still alive. And they bring a raya from the Mefushi Gemara. Reb Shimon, ben Gamliel, ben Reb Shimon, ben Gamliel. And they prove in Seder Doiris that Reb Gamliel was still alive when the angel Gamliel was born. So there's nothing wrong, really. It's only, what's the Messiah? We don't have to change the Messiah, but there's nothing wrong. The person's alive, and they think you're pushing him out of the world. You're not pushing him out of the world. Perfectly all right. With a guten Taten, the name continues. Nothing wrong whatsoever. Sometimes, you can give a name by mistake. You intended one, but mistake. One of the very interesting stories, so you went a Satmar Chusid in America. He lived in Williamsburg, and his wife went into hospital on Erev Shabbos. And he went in with his wife on Erev Shabbos to have a baby. Came Shabbos, and the baby hadn't obliged. The vial, no birth. So he had to go home. So he said to the nurses there that B'shotoyim Metzlachas, when the baby's born, please phone me to notify. Now that's, I can't see it so simple, this heter, because I remember some time ago there was a Maaseh Shoah in Yerushalayim that in Shaare Tzedek a baby was born on Shabbos. So the father, the mother, parents said, I've got the Zaydim B'nei Barak. They're very anxious to know. Can the goy in Shaare Tzedek ring up the goy in Maina Yeshua and tell, please go and convey to my father as a geboren geboren lakind? Fine. The goy in Shaare Tzedek rings up the goy in B'nei Barak and says, do you mind to come and tell this person that they're a baby? Oh, no, no, said the goy. The rabbonim in B'nei Barak don't allow this. You know? So, whether or not you are or aren't allowed to say Zognish. But this was the case that this Satma Rechusid said to the nurses there, I want you to give me a phone call. Vahoyo, if it's a boy, 5 rings. If it's a girl, 10 rings. I know what it is. I won't pick up the phone up. I'm a Yid, I can't pick the phone up. Fine. Shabbos morning, 10 phone calls, 10 rings on the telephone goes down. Oh, Hashem. Samedel. Fine. Goes to davening in the morning. The alter Satmar rufen noch gelebt, Reb Yoelish. He goes and says, the geboren geboren, Amedel, ich will geben this and this name. Nee, the Yidin is maskim, so the no one. Sagte, yeah. So Zayda, we discussed it all beforehand, perfectly right. Nee, da beshelfen, sag nachher, sie sagen, oh, broche, so it goes. Bikorish Mobi Yisrael, some nice Yiddish girl's name. Fine. Comes by night, he goes to visit his wife. Mazel Tov, the baby haste, Sorienta. Excuse me, she says. Since when do you call a boy? The priest hasn't been yet. Entschuldig, she says, you're not right. I had 10 rings. Sagt er, was geht mir und haben die Rings? In case you don't believe me, ich will beweisen, wenn er gehen will. Matos. What do you do now? Went back zum Rebbe. We said, I gave him Matos. Ja, tu es. Eppes sie dumm, ich mein, wir sollen halten den Numen. Gibt sie noch einen Numen? Give another name, but don't discard the name. So this, forget his name now, a very well-known person. He's not calling class Sorienta. I mean, he's a married person, he's married with children, but I think on his chasn invitations, he still writes his new name and the lady's name there as well. So it wasn't completely wiped out, somewhere along the line. There is there. So, but Torah's Zognish, das Gedenk ich bididi avuvda, someone said Azam in Masa, they called by mistake of the wrong person, and we think of Chaim Kanievsky, there was a schlecht, and we gave an iron nomen, nothing wrong. Change the name, like we know when there's a choyla, one can change the name, and for any reason what we'll get there, one can change the name, one can change the name, nothing wrong, nothing wrong. Two names. Can I give my child the chatrila two names? Sehr interessant, if you look in all the alter meforshim, in all the alter rishonim, in all the Tanoim, Kimat, 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 there's no two names. It's all one name. Tosfos brings up in Chulin, Reb Yankiv Yisrael, very, very rare. Some say Kedor, Lo Omer. is two names. Efsha, Kerav Hashemfer, the Shailet HaOlam, one line and two lines, Kedol HaOmer. You don't find at all, Kimat, two names. Weiss man doch, adach, hasse nicht weggezogen, sie nicht in ihnen zu geben, zwei Namen. Als wenn gefragt, Rebbe, Yoko Davor Mishaya, der Welt sagt, et Genfert, man hat mir nicht gefragt. Bechol so ist, der Chasnisch ist weg, and all his family call their children Avon Mishaya. So it's not been accepted that one shouldn't have two names, but two names in one name, there was a man called the Würzburger Hof, known as Rabbi Yitzchok Doiv Halevi Bamberger. Würzburger Hof, the father, the Zayde of all the Bambergers here, Rabbi Yitzchok Doiv Halevi Bamberger, a riesige Talmud Chochem, made lots of good svarim. He had a son, and he called his son Yitzchok. He was called Yitzchok Doiv, and he called his son Yitzchok. So there's two names. Yitzchok Doiv is a name, and Yitzchok is a name. Nothing wrong. Very rare, a chiddush zayne, I must say. It's not the normal play that people do, but two names and one name, lechoira, are two separate names. We like to be called up our name and our father's name. That is the tzura of the name. Your name is Yosef ben Shimon. That becomes a name. It's not just Yosef ben Shimon. Yosef ben Shimon is your name. Rav Voisner, Rav Agon, Rav Shmuel Voisner, Besof Yomov, he changed something. In his yeshiva, the Gabba always called him up, Yamoy Moireinu Verabeinu Shlita. Didn't say his name. Wouldn't say the Rebbe's name. Towards the end of his life, Rav Shmuel says, I don't like this at all. I've got a name, and the name should be used, and it's a bizon for my father the name. And the name of a person is you and your father. That is your name. That's a tzur of the name, you and your father. So Yosef ben Shimon, that becomes a name. There was a big child, can you mention your father's name when they ask you your name? You can say Yosef ben Reb Shimon, that's a name. In Chevron and Yeshiva, in my time, I learned in Chevron and Yeshiva, and in all the Litvish yeshivas, I think till this very day, they call you up just by your first name, nothing else. Yamoy Dachosn Yankiv. The 20 Yankivs. The Gabbal says, Yamoy Yankiv, you. Now, sometimes the you needs sometimes to do a little bit of acrobatics, and sometimes two people turn up. Nicht kein Stira. But you. Mir hat gesagt, der Rav Moshe Sternbuch, when he joined Chevron the Yeshiva, Yamoy Dachosn Moshe. Ich bin nicht kein Stuki, shouted back at him. Have a father. But the story of the him is, each, you take each place as it is, nothing wrong. If you do call two names, there's a cheshbon for it. There used to be in Sunday Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva was called Arav Rab Chaim Shmuel Lopian. I'm sure many of you remember him. Remember Chaim Shmuel? He was a Rebbele Lopian's son. He was a Tamid Chochem Muflek. All Rebbele's children were Tamid Chochemim. He was special. Rav Chaim Shmuel, as a boch of 18, he wrote a sefer called Ravcha, the Shmaitz on the Shev Shmai, 18. He went to Rabor Be'er for Askoma, and he got to Askoma Rabor Be'er, and Rabor Be'er in his Sitke says, the Heilige Shmaitz, as I so, to write next to him, ich wollte nicht gata oza to put my neck, I would put a separate sefer, Shav Gemina, but he wrote, Lagon Oilem, the Zogm, I have said, perhaps I did see it, Rabbele Lopin used to stand up for his son Chaim Shmuel, a tzaddik, very special person. Anyway, what's the history of the name Chaim Shmuel? Rebbele, the son, and the son was called Shmuel. The name's a little bit wrong, but the story is true. And Shmuel died as a little child. And Rebbele had the next child. What do I call my next child when the first child is avek? If I'm not going, on the posik, umoy ladetcho, ashoy ladetcho achareem lecho yiyu, al sheim acheem, yikoru benachalosam. So it's referring to that Yankov Avinu was telling Yosef, any children you have after that, they don't become shvotim like Ephraim or Menashe, they will belong to the shevet of the Ephraim or Menashe. So the goen, like every posik has got drash, and Pshat, and Remes, and Soid, and Zibik Drochem Sidash in the Posik, the Goen Zok Taloch Lamaisa. And you'll see it brought down in Sforim, but Gefrek the Goen, and he Paskin Dazoy. Umayladet Roashe, Ladet Lochachem, well, as a child, and the child doesn't survive, and you want to have the next child's name, how to be called, Umayladet Roashe, Ladet Lochachem, you want the next child to survive, Al Shem Achem, give them the name of this brother who died, and then they'll survive. So to go in, a person has a little child, and the child dies a little child, the next child is born, give the child the same name, but be Moisef a name. Fine? The Bela, the son, that's how the story goes, was called Shmuli died. And the next child, the Goen Zokt, give a name, the same, another name. She called him Shmuel Chaim. And the next child also died. Is er gegangen fragen, my hi, Chogeton, was der Goen Zokt? Zokt, no, you got it wrong. The new name comes first. It shouldn't have been Shmuel Chaim, it should be Chaim Shmuel. The next one he called Chaim Shmuel, and we knew who he was. So it's this poshet, you know, I give him, well, it's an afkimina, I give a name, I know, what's an afkimina? A name, when a person gives, as we said before, says, I give Valdi Yisrael to Ishmael. The spelling of the name, well, I have a song, Bami and Besamedrash, since I'm there, any person who has a baby, I call him a cross, tell me clearly what the name is, and tell me clearly how to spell that name. You don't know how many people can't spell. There are ways of spelling. For example, the Bais Yosef brings down from Sefer Kunderisin. Shem Kodesh, if it's a Yiddish name, Yehudo, Soro, it finishes with a hey. If it's a Shem Laz, Bela, Freda, Yente, Babetchke, wherever you like, finishes with an Aleph. There's a way to spell. And you don't finish with a hey. So all Balers and all Freders, they finish with a hey. I must say, with an Aleph, I must say that today, in Eretz Yisrael, they're changing it a lot. Since it's all very Ivritish, and everything there is, sounds like as if it's Ivrit, they've changed a lot. And many, many people do the Yentas and the Balers and the Freders with a hay. And when it comes to Hilchas Gittin, if they've always written with a hay, we will give in the right of it. But whoever is born by Mimus and others, how are you going to spell it? Make sure you spell it correct with an Aleph. Because Aleph at the end. Now, the Ksuba, depending who was Masad the Kedushin and wrote that Ksuba, and I must say, unfortunately, not all those who are Masada Kiddushin, who got the license Masada Kiddushin, do their Nohil Hashemus. And sometimes you see the spelling in the Ksuba quite atrocious, and we can't write in the get like that. If we spell it wrong, Ramoshe Feinstein, you can't even go to Matseva. He says, they can't spell. They can't go to Matseva to write it there. They can't spell. Imagine someone in English would write John with a G. See, you'd write George with a J and John with a G. You said, the teacher would say, I'm very sorry, you spelt it wrong. But you can read it like that. It's not the way you read it. Every word has got a proper spelling. A name has got a proper spelling, how it has to be done. And if it's not done, it's wrong. You'll be surprised if I tell you now, how do you spell Yisocher? One scene. Whoever has a baby Yisocher, if you've written two scenes, you made yourself a problem, but I can't tell you to change your name there. But if you're ever born in my Bais Medrash, your name is Yisocher, you're going to spell it with what? That is a correct spelling. The Torah writes with two scenes. Tosfos and all said there's a reason why he had two scenes. Because twice Sraticha, but the right spelling is, you look in Aleb Meforshim, we're talking about spelling of names. If you look at the scheme of the Belzeruth, Shlita, he's called Yisocher Dov, you only see one scene. There's a correct way of spelling. Who are the Bela? There is a correct way. It kind of a guter Meiser. I know exactly who it is. She got married, and she was married for many years, and had no children. Entire family, choshev a meidel, choshev a man, many years married, no children. So they went to choshev a Rebbe, and they said, we're married, no children. The Rebbe looked at the kvittel. Her name was Bela, perhaps another name as well. One of the names was Bela. So the Rebbe, I know you spell Bela with an Aleph, because Yiddish is the name. I want you to change the spelling, and Mikan will have a spell Bela with a Hey. Now there's a pasuk in the Torah which says, Hey Lochem Zera. Nothing really to do with the letter Hey. This has got to do after the years of the 2 years of famine in Eretz Yisrael, after Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, and then the Shnei Rov stopped, and Yosef says, Hey Lochem Zera, take a Zera, and you can now sow your field because the famine is over. But as we said before, every posuk has got a drash, and a remez, and a sod. In Heiliges Form state, Hey, if you got a Hey in your name, Lochem Zera, you have children. And they touch it in, the Imos HaKdoshim, Soro or Sorai. No hay, no children. Got a hay. Rivka had a hay. Leo had a hay straight away. Rochel, no hay. Huh? I can't tell you the men, I'm talking the ladies now. When you write yours for him, we'll give you a turn here too. See, from the Sachen, ich kenne, I'm not trying to say Hezba, I'm saying, yeah, it's overstate. Why? Can I be sure? So the Rebbe said to this lady, I know her very well, exactly who she is, change your spelling, not to call. There's no difference how she was called. Well, Bela, just before she was. Change your spelling from Aleph, like it should be, to Hey. She changed her name. I think she had 14 children. Yeah. Perhaps if she would say it to Tov Sof, she had 400 children. I can't wish I'm going to her. Yeah. Got a sach in the Samatzias. The Matthias says, Sotan, can you explain? Can I explain? Can I explain from why? Can I explain that names are Choshemoid? Sedo Ayid, I think he's still around, I'm mentioning no names now. He travels around the world and he changes people's names. You come to him and you show him your ksuba and your names, and he starts saying, nah, this name Toignisht. He gives you another name. That's why you've got no muzzle, that's why you're crank. The first time I encountered this man, someone came to me in London at the time. Erot Shaila, Erot Kranke Kind. And you went to this man for a brocha. And the man looked at the ksuba. You and your wife, you should never marry her. This is the wrong one, not yours at all. He said the Sholem Bais, you know, you should have married her. Abba, I'll change your name now for you, it'll be all right. My little brain tells me that this type of rubbish doesn't sell well. It's not the way to talk to someone, even if you might be right, nishta zoi ret mit someone. There's something wrong with this. Chag effect that time, I think Rabbi Yankel, whoever it was in there, I got agreement from the Alaman. This is a panosa zach, change your name, and he cashes in a lot. I got a license from Rabbi Vosner, from Rabbi Yoshev. That someone comes to me and said, this man has changed his name, I can change it back. So in Hilchas names, they say, you can't go to anyone, do what you like. Rav Shlomo Shvadron, flecked by Meir Einstein, had a lot of nice things from him. One of his stories was about who he called the Iraker. Iraker means this Svardish person came from Iraq. They sent kamo zachem for the Iraqi. One of the things he said was, if you'd go to the Iraqi and you'd give him 3 generations, you'd give him Yankiv ben Yitzchok ben Avrom, and you'd also give him the date when you were born, he would tell you all your history and your present. Hoyo, hoyve v'yiyah. He'd just read your name, and he'd tell you secrets, keine kanach nizom. And we did it up there many times, Rav Shlomo says, and the man was spot on. One of the things he said was, and this man would take any name you give him, you wouldn't even tell him if it's your name or your neighbor's name or your boss's name, whatever it is. You go with these names, the date of birth or the year, you'd get all the secrets out. So what people did to the neighbors, I can't answer you. So Rav Shlomo said, we went to him, he's Keli Rishon, he went to him, and we took in the name of Rabbi Lopion. We did Rabbele, him, father, and Zayda, and the year of birth. We went to him and said the name. And the man said, Azelchen, a groyser Zachen in his middles, you can't be Masik. And one of the things he said about him was, this is the man who's never become angry, never had kpedus. They were ois mensch, they were with her, this because Rebbe Lopshin had a stage, various stages in his life. One stage was he was in London, and he said a shiur in one of the moistas there, and everyone knows that the president of that moistad was a lady, a very difficult, hard lady, very difficult, terrible boss, treated him very badly. Afilu hocha, ken kpeda, ken kaas, upset, he was never. So they went to Rabella, and they said to him, is it true that you've never had kpedas, even in London? Whilst talking, he realized that they'd been to this Iraqi about him. He shouted at them. Now, is that a steer at a kpedas? Yeah. Shouting and kpedas do separate things. You want to get your point across, too late. There are a lot of nice stories. When people shout at you, needn't be around the kpeda. So he realized what they've done. He realized they'd got the truth out. So you see, in Hilchos names, Shedoaz HaMusig, a name means something. So when we give names, it's not just stam, a name. A name is epis. A name is Zeya, 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 Choshev. Mishkan Emti. Many years ago, I got a Shaila. I think he was from Manchester. I can't remember, but I think he was a man. There was a non-formed gentleman, fine man. He had a baby boy. And the baby boy was born, and he looked for a mohel to circumcise his boy. Fine. The mohel turned up, did the bris mitzvah to sign, be korish moi be Yisrael. John. I need a Yiddish name. John. He had a father? Yes. What was his name? Moshe Yehuda. Be korish moi be Yisrael Moshe Yehuda. Fine. However, father's concern meant nothing to him. The baby got John. A year and a half later, he had another boy. This time he took a different mohel. Because maybe you saw him, Peter. Peter's not a name. What's wrong with Peter, isn't it? Did you have a father? Oh, yes. What was your father called? Moshe Yehuda. Oh, fine. Because maybe you saw him, Moshe Yehuda. Fine. Perfectly all right. This one grew up, this was John, and this was Peter. Perfectly all right, nothing wrong with that. Many years later, he goes to Chayda. Come to Chayda, the Rebbe says to him, what's your name? My name's John. No, he mustn't say, I don't know. My father can be John. Bring me the certificate from the Bris Mila. He brings it to the Chayda, Moshe Yehuda. He calls him a class Moshe Yehuda. Next day, the next brother comes. What's your name? Peter. No. I wouldn't know. Bring me the certificate. Moshe Yehuda. He rings me up. He says, I've got two children, two brothers, Moshe Yehuda. What do I do? So, first of all, you have to know, Fana Gemara. I'm a foolish Gemara in Subas and Baba Basra. There's two people called Ma Yenuko and Ma Kishisho. The old one and the young one. So, Trashi, no name. The young one and the old one. A younger man. And the older man, yeah, this Rabbeisa. So Trashi, that Rabchista had two children. He called them the same name. But he couldn't refer to the same name. He said, yeah, behave yourself. Which one does he mean? So he said, young one, old one. One was my Yanuka, Maki Jesus. So Min Haddin, there's nothing wrong to have two brothers the same name. They've done nothing wrong. It's not practical. I mean, for Rabbi Yosef, what should they do? So they've done nothing wrong. But Le Man, it shouldn't look like too awkward. Change the name. How do I do it? Next time I make Mishaberach, Shigab Samadresh, Mishaberach, because maybe Yisrael in the hair, perfectly all right, give a new name, and you can do it. Nothing wrong in the hair. Nothing wrong. We mention our names at the end of Shmon Esra. Most people, or 90%, you've all got psukim. You should do. Avu Shteitis and Shlo HaKodesh. Not the Shlo, it's a Kitzah Shlo. Not the Shlo itself, called a Kitzah Shlo. We change our names. Not we've got our names. To remind ourselves, when we come to the Olam HaEmes, they'll ask you, what's your name? So I said before, some people say, just a second, they would look at the number plate of my car. I did. But you can't always take it with upstairs. So how do you remember the name? You got a posik, you remember the name. So the Chofetz Chaim already says, you can't remember your name. Was is episode schlecht? Everything you remember, the name it. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Loshon Hora, it says, if you talk Loshon Hora about someone else, you get their averes. Come up to Eilim Oemes, they say, come to her. He says, you're called Avraham. Come here, Shloime, you're Machal Shabbos. It's entschuldigt, you got your records wrong. I'm not Shloime, I'm Avraham. I want Machal Shabbos. You say Loshon Hora again, Shloime. For this, you're called Shloime, you're Machal Shabbos. A minute later, come here, Yankel, yes, Trefer. Ich heiße nicht Yankel, because you guess in Trefers. Yeah, but you spoke Loshon Hora against the Trefer man. Yeah. So after a small period up there, Shloime, Yankel, Berel, Chatzkel, here, you forget your name. That's right. Mele, if you want to realize your own name, have a posik. That's what it is. So a name is Epis. If you look at the back of the Chumoshim, the back of the Sidurim, they'll give you a list of names, how to call your name. What about them? A list. How many in the Chassidah? 20? 30? 40? Wieviel names have you got in case you name it there? How many combinations have you got? You could have different combinations of letters. Who's our mathematician here without doing this one? Yeah. So if there are 22 letters in the Aleph base, so if your first letter of your name is Aleph, you could finish with Aleph base Gimel Dalet Hey. If your first name of your letter is base, you could finish Aleph base Gimel there. So 22 times 22 combinations they are in Psukim for your names, possibilities of calling the names. You look a bit perplexed already before I start. The mathematics will continue in a minute, but if you're so perplexed, we won't get further. Yeah. There are 484 different combinations. And sometimes you go with very complicated names. What's a posik basis? Someone wanted to make a sefer on names. Today he got Sforum and everything. Well, sefer on names. So he didn't know where to start. He went to Abraham Kanievsky and he says to him, Rebbe, if the name starts with Aleph and finishes with Aleph, straight to said a posik. If my name starts with Aleph and finishes with Beis, said a posik. Gimel, on and on, one after the other. Gleich is said a posik. I think it was 50, 53, 55, 57. He said, Beis nicht. I don't know. But the other 400 and something, he gave a name over the counter. At the later stage, they had a computer who made a program to look for names in Tanakh. And the computer answered everything. For 57, there are no psukim in Tanakh. He got it right. He was as good as a computer. So they went to Rav Eliyoshev, to Shver, and they told him this ma'isa, Gebakuk, Eide Reb Chaim, the Geoinus. Rav Eliyoshev doesn't get carried away. But this time, I have to say, he was carried away. The Sagoinus in there couldn't get over it. He said, do me a favor, and I heard from the person who was there when it happened, do me a favor. Go to Reb Chaim and tell Reb Chaim that when he said he doesn't know there's 57, it's not he doesn't know, it isn't there, and tell him his reaction. Fine? They went back to Reb Chaim and they said to him, Reb Chaim, 57 hast du nicht gewusst in der, no reaction whatsoever. Weiß nicht, ich habe gelernt, danach habe ich getracht, einmal, ich habe gelernt. Made nothing of it at all. You say that for him, I think I've come to the end. I haven't come to the end, but I want to say, it'll have to be for another time. And I say, Tairios to listen, when Chazal tell you they should change the name for the Yom HaDin, it doesn't mean to John and to Peter, it doesn't mean Stam. It means to say, take on another name, of a live up to it. A name isn't just Stam over the counter, a name of Tamasoira, a name of Siata Dishmaya, a name carries with you all the way along, a name Gitepes, Trebishodens Helfen. So can the Zeuge sein to Tshuva Shleima, and Zeuge sein a gut gebenen Shion, and a Zeuge sein 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 a Zeuge sein